There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 239. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Have you ever eaten something so spicy that it gave you the chills? Well, that's exactly what happened to me the other day. I love spicy food, and I usually handle my spicy foods pretty well, but this one kicked my butt.
とても辛いものを食べて寒気がしたことはありませんか？先日、それがまさに私に起こりました。私は辛いものが大好きで、辛いものは大抵大丈夫ですが、今回のにはやられました。
My wife and I visited a place called The Hangar in Long Beach. It's a retail and dining destination that recently opened up right by the Long Beach Airport. It's a really cool place with lots of restaurants, communal areas, and outside patios where you can hang out at. If you live in the South Bay area or have plans on visiting here anytime soon, I highly recommend it.
私と妻はロングビーチにある The Hangar という場所へ行きました。ロングビーチ空港の近くにオープンしたばかりのお店やレストランが入っている大きな建物です。レストランや共有スペースが多く、外でくつろげるテラスもあります。南カリフォルニアに住んでる人や遊びに来る予定がある人にはおすすめの場所です。
Anyway, we walked into the hangar and did a loop around the entire area to see what kind of restaurants they had. All the restaurants looked excellent, but there was one in particular that caught our eyes.It's called Jaybird's, and it's a place that specializes in Nashville hot chicken. Both my wife and I love spicy foods, so we decided to go for it.
The Hangar に入り、どんなレストランがあるかを見るため、一通り全体を歩き回りました。すべてのレストランが美味しそうでしたが、その中でも私たち夫婦の目を引いたレストランが一つありました。
Jaybird's というお店で、テナシー州ナッシュビルのピリ辛チキン専門店です。私と妻は辛いものが好きなので、その店で食べることにしました。My wife ordered the chicken sandwich and I got the chicken tenders. There were four different spice levels and the worker talked us into getting fire, which is the spiciest level, in order to fully experience the Nashville hot chicken. The fire includes a spice called Carolina Reaper, which is a hybrid of ghost peppers and habanero.It's also a pepper the Guinness World Records declared the hottest pepper in the world in 2013. Look it up on Google. It's a crazy looking pepper.
妻はチキンサンドを注文し、私はフライドチキンを頼みました。辛さは4つのレベルから選ぶことができ、本格的なナッシュビルチキンを味わいたいなら、一番辛いファイアにするように店員さんに勧められたので、それにしました。
ファイアには、キャロライナリーパーと呼ばれるゴーストペッパーとハバネロが混ざったスパイスが入っていました。またキャロライナリーパーは2013年に世界で最も辛い唐辛子としてギネス認定されています。見た目もとても辛そうな唐辛子なので、ぜひググってみてください。
When I took a bite into my chicken, I didn't feel much spice in the beginning. I felt a little tingle, but that was about it.
Then seconds later, my mouth was on fire. It's one of those peppers that creep up on you. I started getting the cold sweats, my body went numb, and for the next few hours, I didn't feel normal. I think my body didn't know how to react to this level of spiciness. I haven't experienced anything like this before. The chicken was good, but the Carolina Reaper was too spicy for me.I think I'll get the hot, not the fire next time.
チキンを一口食べた瞬間、最初はあまり辛みを感じず、ちょっとピリッとした程度でした。しかし数秒後、 私の口全体が炎のように燃え上がりました。後から辛さがじわじわ来る唐辛子で、冷や汗が出るわ、体が麻痺状態になるわで、それから数時間、体の調子が普通ではありませんでした。これまでそのような経験をしたことがなく、体がどう反応していいのかわからなかったのでしょう。チキンは美味しかったのですが、キャロライナリーパーは私には辛すぎました。次回はファイヤーではなく、一つレベル下のホットにします。Alright, let's get into today's topic. In today's episode, Joshua and Stefan talk about cartoons they used to watch growing up. Joshua and Stefan watched a lot of cartoons as kids and bring up a lot of classics. As you listen to the conversation today, think about the cartoons you used to watch as a kid.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。今日の会話では、ジョシュアとステファンが子供の頃に見ていたアニメについて話します。ジョシュアとステファンは子供の頃にたくさんのアニメを見ており、名作アニメをいろいろと会話に持ち出します。皆さんが子供の時に見ていたアニメを考えながら、今日の会話を聞きましょう。
Are you ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What Nickelodeon cartoons did Stefan enjoy watching as a kid?
ステファンが子供の頃に好きで見ていたニコロデオンのアニメ番組は何ですか?
Number two.What cartoons from Japan did Joshua watch as a kid?
ジョシュアが子供の頃に見ていた日本のアニメ番組は何ですか?
Number 3. What time did Joshua wake up to watch Zoids?
ジョシュアは奇獣新世紀ゾイドを見るために何時に起きていましたか?
Live conversation.
So Stefan, what cartoons did you watch as a kid?
So I watched a large variety of cartoons when I was a kid. So I used to watch a lot of Warner Brothers cartoons. So Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, and then also watched a lot of Nickelodeon cartoons like Ren and Stimpy, Doug, Rugrats. And then as I grew a little older, I started watching more Warner Brothers cartoons. So like Batman, the animated series. That was a great series. And a lot of DC superhero cartoons, but also watch G.I. Joe's, Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So pretty much anything that I can see on TV, I just turn on the TV, whatever cartoon is on, I watch it.
Yeah, that was pretty much the same for me, whatever was on TV. And if you were lucky enough to have cable, you had options. These days, you know, there's the internet and YouTube. So without paying for cable, kids have access to a lot of cool stuff, especially with Disney right now. They got a lot of cool animated stuff.But back then, when I was younger, we didn't have cable. So whatever appeared on the first 10 channels on the TV was pretty much what I watched. So surprisingly, that included a lot of stuff from Japan. And I loved Dragon Ball. I had no idea it was from Japan. I thought, you know, it was just, I had no idea. And so I grew up watching that. Actually, I used to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to watch a Japanese cartoon. A lot of people say, don't call it cartoons.But I didn't mean it's cartoon in English. And it was Zoids. It's about robots modeled after animals. And I would wake up at 5 a.m. You could not get me to wake up at 5 a.m. these days. Wake up at 5 a.m. to watch a bunch of animal modeled robots fight each other. So, yeah, that was... I love those kind of cartoons. Of course, I love the superhero cartoons. Spider-Man, Batman, Superman. I think my favorite was X-Men.I watched a lot of X-Men when I was younger.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What Nickelodeon cartoons did Stefan enjoy watching as a kid?
ステファンが子供の頃に好きで見ていたニコロデオンのアニメ番組は何ですか?
He enjoyed Ren and Stimpy, Doug, and Rugrats.
彼はレンとスティンピー、ダグ、ラグラッツが好きでした。
Number two. What cartoons from Japan did Joshua watch as a kid?
ジョシュアが子供の頃に見ていた日本のアニメ番組は何ですか?
He watched Dragon Ball and Zoids.
彼はドラゴンボールと
奇獣新世紀ゾイドを見ていました。Number 3. What time did Joshua wake up to watch Zoids? ジョシュアは奇獣新世紀ゾイドを見るために何時に起きていましたか? He woke up at 5 a.m. to watch Zoids. 彼は奇獣新世紀ゾイドを見るために朝5時に起きていました。Summary. 会話の要約。Joshua and Stefan discuss various cartoons they grew up watching. Stefan watched a large variety of cartoons from various channels and sources.
ジョシュアとステファンが子供の頃に見ていたアニメ番組について議論します。ステファンは様々なチャンネルや情報源からいろいろなアニメを見ていました。
Among the Nickelodeon cartoons Stefan watched were Ren and Stimpy, Doug, and Rugrats.But he also watched a lot of Warner Brothers cartoons like Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, Batman the Animated Series, as well as G.I. Joe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
ニコロデオンのアニメの中では、ステファンはレンとスティンピー、ダグ、ラグラッツを見ていました。しかし彼はバックスバニーショーやタイニートゥーン、アニメ版のバットマンシリーズの他にG.I. Joe やミュータンタートルズといったワーナーブラザーズのアニメもたくさん見ていました。
Both Joshua and Stefan based what they watched on TV largely on what was immediately available and on air whenever they turned on their TV sets. Joshua didn't grow up with cable and so usually watched whatever was on the first 10 channels. This exposed him to a lot of animation and cartoons from Japan,such as Dragon Ball and Zoids.
ジョシュアもステファンも見ていたテレビ番組はテレビをつけて放送されているものがほとんどでした。ジョシュアはケーブルテレビが見られなかったので、最初の10局で見られる番組なら大抵何でも見ていました。その中で彼はドラゴンボールや奇獣新世紀ゾイドといった日本のアニメに出会いました。
Joshua used to get up at 5 a.m. just to watch Zoids.But he also enjoyed superhero cartoons like Stefan. These included Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, and in particular, X-Men. X-Men was Joshua's favorite of the superhero cartoons, and he watched a lot of it when he was younger.
ジョシュアは奇獣新世紀ゾイドを見るためだけに朝5時に起きていました。しかし彼はステファンと同じく、スパイダーマンやバットマン、スーパーマンといったスーパーヒーローが登場するアニメも好きでした。特に X-Men が好きで、子供の頃は X-Men シリーズをたくさん見ていました。
Phrases of the day 今日のフレーズ Number 1 As a kid
子供の頃
As は状況に応じて様々な役割を果たす単語ですが、今日の会話では何々の時や、〜の頃を表します。例えば、私が子供の頃は、When I was a kid の代わりに、シンプルに、As a kid ということもできます。例文 I was really shy as a kid.
私は子供の頃、とても恥ずかしがり屋でした。
I never took English seriously as a student.
学生の頃は全く英語に真剣に取り組んでいませんでした。
What sport did you play as a high school student?
高校時代はどんなスポーツをしていましたか?
Number 2. Turn on.
電源をオンにする。
Turn on はテレビやパソコンなどの電子機器の電源をオンにしたり、水道線を開けたり、電気をつけたりすることを意味する表現です。
逆に電源をオフにすることを turn off と言います。
昔はダイヤル式のスイッチが一般的で、それを turn 回すことによって電源をオン、オフにしていたことから turn が用いられています。例文 Can you turn on the light? It's dark in here.
暗いから部屋の電気をつけてくれる?
Why did you turn off the TV?I was watching it.
なんでテレビを消すの?見てたんだよ。
I can't figure out how to turn this on.
これをどうやってオンにするのかわからないな。
Number three. Whatever.
なんでも。
今回の会話でステファンもジョシュアも I watched whatever was on TV という趣旨の発言をしますが、これはテレビで放送されているものは何でも見たことを表しています。このセリフの中で使用されている whatever は anything と同じですが、whatever の方がより口語的でインフォーマルな響きがあります。
例文。You can order whatever you want. It's on me tonight.
今夜はおごるから何でも注文していいよ。
I'm gonna get rid of everything, so you can take whatever you need.
全部処分するから必要なものは何でも持ってっていいよ。
I listen to whatever's on Spotify.
Spotify にある曲は何でも聴いています。
Number four. Pretty much.
大体。
Pretty much は大体
やほとんどを意味し、日常会話では almost の代わりによく使われます。例えば、プレゼンは終わった?と聞かれたら、
Yeah, I'm pretty much done.
うん、大体終わった。と返すことができますが、日常会話ではもっとシンプルに、
Yeah, pretty much でも OK です。
例文。
I'm not a picky eater. I can pretty much eat anything.
私は好き嫌いがないので、大体何でも食べれます。
I pretty much listen to all the episodes on this podcast.
このポッドキャストのエピソードはほぼ全部聞きました。
That's pretty much it for today.Let's call it a day and go home.
今日はだいたいこんなところです。この辺で切り上げて帰りましょう。
Number 5. Model after.
何々をモデルにする。
Model after
は何かもしくは誰かを真似たりお手本にすることを意味する表現です。例えば今日の会話でジョシュアは
It's robots modeled after animals と言いますが、
これは動物をモデルにしたロボットという意味です。似たような表現で name after があり、これは何々にちなんで名付けるという意味です。
例文 My business is modeled after my parents' English school.
私のビジネスは両親の英会話学校がモデルになっています。
When I was studying Japanese, I modeled myself after Japanese comedians.
日本語を勉強していたとき、私は日本の芸人を招いていました。
I was named after my father.
私の名前は父親にちなんで付けられました。
今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one. As a kid. I was really shy as a kid.I never took English seriously as a student. What sport did you play as a high school student? Number two, turn on. Can you turn on the light? It's dark in here.Why did you turn off the TV? I was watching it. I can't figure out how to turn this on. Number three. Whatever. You can order whatever you want. It's on me tonight.I'm going to get rid of everything so you can take whatever you need. I listen to whatever is on Spotify.
Number four, pretty much. I'm not a picky eater. I can pretty much eat anything. I pretty much listen to all the episodes on this podcast. That's pretty much it for today. Let's call it a day and go home. Number 5. Model after. My business is modeled after my parents' English school. When I was studying Japanese, I modeled myself after Japanese comedians. I was named after my father.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取れるかチェックをしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So Stefan, what cartoons did you watch as a kid?
So I watched a large variety of cartoons when I was a kid. So I used to watch a lot of Warner Brothers cartoons. So Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, and then also watched a lot of Nickelodeon cartoons like Ren and Stimpy, Doug, Rugrats. And then as I grew a little older, I started watching more Warner Brothers cartoons. So like Batman, the animated series, that was a great series. And a lot of DC superhero cartoons. But I also watched G.I. Joe's, Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So pretty much anything that I can see on TV, I just turn on the TV. Whatever cartoon is on, I watch it.
Yeah, that was pretty much the same for me. Whatever was on TV. And if you were lucky enough to have cable, you had options. These days, you know, there's the internet and YouTube. So without paying for cable, kids have access to a lot of cool stuff, especially with Disney right now. They got a lot of cool animated stuff. But back then, when I was younger, we didn't have cable. So whatever appeared on the first 10 channels on the TV was pretty much what I watched. So surprisingly, that included a lot of stuff from Japan. And I loved Dragon Ball. I had no idea it was from Japan. I thought, you know, it was just, I had no idea. And so I grew up watching that. Actually, I used to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to watch a Japanese cartoon. A lot of people say, don't call it cartoons. But I didn't mean it's a cartoon in English. And it was Zoids. It's about robots modeled after animals. And I would wake up at 5 a.m. You could not get me to wake up at 5 a.m. these days. Wake up at 5 a.m. to watch a bunch of animal modeled robots fight each other. So, yeah, that was, I love those kind of cartoons. Of course, I love the superhero cartoons, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman. I think my favorite was X-Men. I watched a lot of X-Men when I was younger.
Awesome job today. Because I went to Japanese school until I was in fourth grade, I grew up watching mainly Japanese cartoons. My mom would go to the Japanese video store every week and rent Japanese cartoons for me. Doraemon, Dragon Ball, and Slam Dunk were my favorite cartoons. I also loved Crayon Shinchan, but I remember my mom not letting me watch it as much because I would imitate him. お疲れ様です。私は4年生まで日本人学校に通っていたため、主に日本のアニメを見て育ちました。母は毎週アメリカにある日本のレンタルビデオ店に行って日本のアニメを借りてくれました。私はドラえもんやドラゴンボール、スラムダンクが好きでした。またクレヨンしんちゃんも大好きだったのですが、私がクレヨンしんちゃんの真似をするので、母があまり見せてくれなかった思い出があります。I got into American cartoons a little, but by the time I could understand what they were saying, I was already in middle school. It's kind of a strange feeling because when my American friends talk about cartoons they used to watch growing up, I have a hard time keeping up with their conversation.I didn't watch any of the cartoons they watched. But when I speak to Japanese people my age, I can really relate with them because we grew up watching the same anime. It's moments like that when I feel like I'm really Japanese. アメリカのアニメは少し見ましたが、アニメの内容が理解できるようになったのは中学校に入ってからでした。アメリカ人の友達と子供の頃に見たアニメについて話すと、私が知らないアニメばかりなので会話についていくのが難しいです。しかし私と同年代の日本人と子供の頃のアニメについて話すと、すごく共感ができ、とても不思議な感じです。そういう時に自分って日本人なんだなって思います。Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは、毎週月曜日から金曜日まで1分間の実践的なミニ英会話動画レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場として、ぜひ活用してください。You can find today's show notes on hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast239. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and the Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file. Please come by our site for more information. 今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話 .com/podcast239 で掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。またハパオンラインショップでは、ポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は私のナレーション部分を含めた、ポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと、日本語をすべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message directly onto my blog. ご意見やご感想などありましたら、ハパ英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.